Welcome to the podcast series Interest Rates with Mates with Colin, Todd, Sean, Jody, and Sarah. Happy wet Monday, everyone.
Another wet Monday.
Feels like I'm back in New Zealand.
When's the sun going to come out?
Just doesn't stop. Oh,
it's shocking, isn't it? I'm trying to get the lawnmower on the grass at the moment.
I was just going to say, how tall is your grass at the moment?
It's tall enough.
Yeah, I'm not even bothering.
It's crazy weather. So hopefully this weekend, though.
Hopefully it clears up.
Fingers crossed.
Easter weekend,
sunny weather.
You wouldn't even be able to fly in this kind of weather either, would you?
No.
Normally.
You'd be very, taking a risk.
Yeah. So.
Winners are grinners. We've done this before where we've shared success stories, and we're sort of going to expand on that today and do a bit of self-promotion today. Because yeah. I think it's always good to understand, you know, where we've come from. Colin, since setting up MFG 2.5, nearly 3 years ago.
Yep.
So, you know, on the back of what we do a lot of applications. I think, Colin, you were saying the other day, we've done about 350 applications since the start of January.
Yeah, probably close to 400 applications now since start of January. Yep. So we do help a lot of customers. Mm. And you know, with the process that we've got, we're able to do that as well. You know, with the team we've got, a team of 23 now as well. We've got 6 advisors.
Yep.
So we are able to help a lot of clients.
And it all stems from success stories and scenarios that we help our clients with. So I thought we'd go through and share, you know, the most recent success story of what you had, how you did it. Do you have one in mind, Cole, that you want to share?
I do. There's one that we just got approved last week, actually, for a psychiatrist client that was referred by a real estate agent who had been given the wrong advice, basically, elsewhere, both through a brokerage but also through one of the major banks. Mm-hmm. And when this particular customer came through to me, she had a contract on a house and was told that she didn't need to sell a house to get to the next house. But when I had a look at the numbers, she was only self-employed as a psychiatrist for a short amount of time. Had gone out of the government system into more of a public system, but being public, was not on wages anymore. Was invoicing basically, so only for about 6 or 8 weeks. So it was very, very fresh. Mm. Did a lot of research based on just the relationships that we've got with our lenders. She did have to sell 2 houses, so she had a couple of existing houses. She did have to sell both of those, which the particular agent who helped initially referred that customer to me, they were involved in one of those sales as well. And last week we got her unconditionally approved with one of the major banks as well. So, it took some time. It took about 3 or 4 weeks to get her to that point, but both the vendor of the house that she was buying the agents in general were all on board. So for a good process. So like, we're able to, you know, sort of build a bit of a team around her and get her to the house that she wanted to sort of get to.
And it comes down to the experience as well. Like, you know, when you get that scenario, you pretty much already know what you're going to do. You just have to workshop it.
Yeah, I sort of knew where I was going to go with it, yep. But had to speak to, you know, someone fairly senior. So I ended up speaking to the head of credit for this particular bank in Australia. So it was quite high.
Yep.
And they ended up signing it off. So we knew that it was subject to a couple of sales of those existing properties.
Yep.
As long as those properties were sold for, you know, a certain amount of price, sale price that is, then we could get her across the line, so which we did. So yeah,
it's awesome.
Yep. And it sort of leads on to the back of my scenario is that the lenders that we've got, we've brought this up before, but we've got access to senior credit managers, BDMs that can run scenarios, credit hotlines as well.
Yep.
So this was one that I did. He was a captain of a yacht in America,
but one of the super yachts.
Yeah, big, beautiful $5 million super yacht. But the company was based out of, I think, Barbados or something. Now, this ended up going to a lender that allows us to basically type a 2-page scenario, put as much evidence as possible, and it gets submitted to the credit manager.
Yep.
And they basically come off with, you know, more questions or, yep, no, happy to accept based on, you know,
yep,
lodging the application as is. So once I had that, because overseas income is always a little bit tricky.
Yes.
And that's just because of the variances that can be taken into account for tax, yep. tax in different countries,
currencies,
exchange rates. So that one was, went through and they got pre-approved. Again, big advocates were pre-approved and they went and got a property about a month later.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's good, good news outcome.
Yeah, no, it is. So it's all about workshopping the deal and just common sense. Common sense prevails.
Yeah.
He'd been doing it for forever and a day, so all the information is there. Just got to put it together.
Oh, look, and I think it's important to let our listeners know too that the experience within the team here, like there would be probably 80, 90 years experience in our advisor team, maybe a touch more. So there's a lot of experience in our advisor team. And, you know, so some of the advisors in our team have been working in the industry for 20 years. So there's a lot of relationships we've got with our lenders as well. So it makes it easy when we do have a scenario that come across our desk, which if we're being honest, you know, there's probably a scenario or two a week that are quite challenging that we're sort of getting. And I would say that in most of those cases we're able to workshop and get those applications approved, but with a bit of pre-credit work, up front.
Yes, finding solutions.
Yeah, 100%.
Jodie, have you got a story?
Only just probably the most recent one is getting approval for people who had a big property with unusual circumstances on that property.
Yep.
And they need to move
into – bridging one, was it?
It is, They need to move into their retirement home technically.
Mm-hmm.
So their next property wasn't able to have any lending against it, being retirement.
Yep.
And the property that they're selling is taking a bit of time and they didn't want to miss out on where they wanted to go. So we were able to organise a bridging finance deal and get that approved for the customers so that they had peace of mind. They weren't going to miss out on the property that was going to be their forever home.
Mm-hmm.
And they were still giving them time to sell their original home at the right price.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I can think of another one that you looked after maybe a couple of months ago when you first started here too, where you got that approved without buying a cafe. I think it was very, very quickly too, where that was, you know, all turned around very quickly for them. I think they had short time frames to work.
24 hours it was approved.
So I think, and again, you know, like getting the right information up front and understanding the background of the clients and the lender partners that we work with and who was going to do it. Made for a quick turnaround time for them as well. So
brilliant.
So all of these lead on to all of these scenarios, these good outcomes lead to what we do as a business. So do you know what our Google reviews are up to?
637, I'm going to say.
Jodie?
No, I'm not even going to try. It was,
I know we're at 600.
It was over 600 just recently, last time I looked,
We are at 628.
628, there you go, okay.
That is in nearly three years. So that's very impressive.
Five star too.
Five star.
Mm. Yep, five stars. So looking I suppose a lot of our customers get the option to leave us a review.
Yep.
And it's great and it's very humbling to have so many customers that are so happy with us.
And if a couple of weeks ago we attended the Bankwest Awards for Queensland as well, so we picked up Best Office with five brokers in it.
We did. And where did you come, Sean?
I was nominated for a Newcomer Award, so it came in a close second. Thank you.
Well done.
But, and we get a monthly email from where we're aggregated through Loan Market. And I think for NPS, what's NPS?
NPS is a net promoter score. So anything 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10, we get a score basically. So, and we're out of 850 odd businesses now across Australia and New Zealand, we're number one. And we have been number one for the last couple of months as well, so which is fantastic.
Yep.
So we do pride ourselves on customer service. Though,
Oh, absolutely. And it's all of these success stories that helps put everything together.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. And like we said at the start, like we look after quite a lot of customers, you know, and it's just based on reputation, our brand. I mean, our brand's all about providing that solution, you know, to customers. That's what we're here for. You know, we live and breathe it. So,
and it's interesting the different scenarios that we've talked about. We've done one bridging, we've done one, you know, business, we've done one overseas, we've done one normal PAYG.
Yeah,
that's how many, like four, you know, just four simple scenarios. They're all four different.
Absolutely.
But being available too, you know, I mean, my phone's on the weekend and I would have spoken to at least five or six of our clients over the weekend just briefly. It's just nice. They can just pick up the phone and say, hey, guess what? We went to contract and it's been, you know, we've got a contract. Yay, we're so excited. And it's a 2-second phone call, but it's so lovely because they send it through and they're super excited.
Yeah.
And you get to be part of it.
100%.
So yeah, success stories is quite big for us. We continue to grow. I think when you opened the doors, it was just you and Jess.
Yeah,
so you've gone from 2 to 25.
Four of us in total. Yep, yep. So, and then we've gone from that number to 23, I think it is now. So yeah, I mean, look, we've got a great team. We're very fortunate.
Yep. Any scenarios or applications you want to run through us? We've got access to lots of lenders that can help. So reach out.
Yeah, absolutely. And jump on our website as well, masonfinancegroup.com.au. There's plenty of information on there. You can send us an inquiry through that website as well. I encourage everyone to have a look at our website. There's a lot of good information there.
And even if you can't do anything now, but it gives you an opportunity to work out where you could be in a year or two.
Yeah.
So it doesn't cost you anything to come and see us and have a chat. And I think that's helpful for a lot of our first homeowners, just to know what they're capable of, what kind of deposit they need, especially as all this new land's being released on the Sunshine Coast.
Absolutely.
It puts them in a powerful position to know what they're able to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. All right. Thanks, Tim.
Well, hopefully next week we do. In fact, we won't be doing it next Monday because we'll be eating chocolate.
Easter.
I'll be eating chocolate today.
Yeah, probably. I know we're eating it on Friday. So.
All right. Thanks, we'll see you next fortnight.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. If you have any feedback, questions, or suggestions for future topics, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. All of these episodes are available to download for free wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, take care.